Shalom, everybody. We are back in Netivot Shalom, Parshat Noach, in what will be our final shiur together. I apologize, our final Zoom shiur together. I know, you all know how much I love this. Bezrat Hashem, we will still have more opportunities to do this a little bit less frequently. Or just left. She's like, I'm out. If we're not having this weekly, I'm out.
I was checking to see if it.
I was just reflecting on the timing. That's all. Bezrat Hashem, we will still have. Meaning, whenever yeshiva and seminary is on break, we'll throw as soon as the opportunity presents up, we'll do one. Baruch Hashem, because of Corona, since they're not allowed to leave, they're having an accelerated Shana Aleph experience. So they're basically in Shana Bet already. It's actually a little frightening. So the quality of the shirim with them is going up very fast. So there will be plenty of postings on our WhatsApp chat, plenty of postings on YU Torah, and we will get back together again, Bezrat Hashem, many times over the coming months. But they'll be sporadic, and I'll post on the WhatsApp chat when we will have an opportunity to get together in person on Zoom. But let's make our last one of this round. Let's make it count. We're jumping in on page Nun Aleph. Page Nun Aleph. Inyan ha-teva le-dorot, the concept of the teva for all generations. That's the piece I sent you, yes? Yes, no, maybe? Yes, that was a yes. Okay, let me just turn off my WhatsApp so it doesn't disturb us. And I thought I did that already. Oh, there we go, okay. And let's get inside. Okay. Inyan ha-mabul, al kol pratav, nichtav b'tchilat ha-torah ha-kdosha. The topic of the mabul, in all of its details, is written in the beginning of the Torah Kedosha. Ubevadai kol ze lelameid ba dehare haTorah hi Torat chayim veinam misaperet lanu mai dava. Meaning, this needs to be to teach us something for all generations. Because the Torah doesn't just come to tell us stories. The Torah is not just a storybook. All of the stories in the Torah happened. But the Torah is coming. It's a Kadosh Baruch who's speaking to Moshe and giving us the Torah itself, which is the way to live life for all generations. These are not just stories. They're also stories, but the depths of the universe are underneath the words of these stories. And we must understand how everything in the Torah, he says this in so many pieces, how does it relate to us for all generations? Minanokim v'ar l'mala sh'mabul lo haya begeder onesh. The first thing we need to understand is that the mabul wasn't just an onesh. Ela shehashchata shel dor hamabul higia ad shenitkalkela kol abriya. The destruction of the dor hamabul was so deep, it was so destructive, that it destroyed the bria itself. The averas of that generation were so destructive that their averas destroyed the world. As it says, ki hishchit kol basaret ar kol haaretz, that all flesh had become destroyed on the face of the earth. This destroyed the world itself, meaning it was action-reaction. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry, so he destroyed the world. The actions that we took as humanity became so destructive that we destroyed the world. Ukimo dichtiv, as it says, Vayar Elokim et ha'aretz v'nei ishchata, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, and he saw, this is the beginning of the Parsha, he saw the world was in a state of destruction long before the Mabul. It had reached a state of destruction. Shra'asha Kadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabriya Kula Nishchata. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that the whole world was in a state of destruction. Ad shekvar einenu yichola lahamshichu litkayim, to the point where it couldn't continue on and it couldn't sustain. Ugedi'ita b'medrash, as the Medrash says, Shavru al Avodah Zarah, Giloi Arayos v'Shvi'ikut Damim. That in that generation they were doing Avodah Zarah, they were doing Giloi Arayos, they were doing Shvi'ikut Damim, they were serving idols, they were involved in sexual immorality, they were involved in murder. Hayu Shabriya Nehefcha Az Liyot Kula Ra Mechol Inanim. It was a reality of Ra. Vayichad v'Yachad Im Halimud Mifareshet Miparshat Mabul Ad Heikan Kilkla Hashchata Et Kol Abriya. And in addition to this limud and this understanding from a parsha mabul of how deep this destruction was of the world, shadam chotei b'chadrei chadarim ve'eze shchitut v'tumah hu machnis b'chol abriyah. Sorry, in addition to understanding from the Parshat HaMabul just how destructive what we were doing was, that a person needs to understand that when a person sins, even in the privacy of their own home, how deep the destruction and tumah is into the whole world itself. When I sin in my four walls, nobody else is here. It's not just between me and God. That when I sin, I bring Ra into the world. I bring Ra literally not just into the world, into the Avira of the world, into the earth itself. I'm bringing a reality of Ra into the fabric of reality. Yachad im ze, moreh otanu atzarat kedoshah. In addition to that, the Torah is teaching us. Et ha-tikun la-matzav kazo shel dor ha-mabul. It's teaching us how to fix this. Shu'al yidei tevat noach. How do we get out of this? How do we get out of the hashchata of reality? How do we get out of that situation? How do we get out of a reality of tumah? Through tevat noach. That's the way out. De-kemo she-beklalut ha-olam ha-yita tevat noach. Just like in the totality of the world, there was this reality of tevat noach. Gam yesh bepratut bichinat tevat noach. So too, by each and every one of us, there's a reality of tevat noach, a personal reality of tevat noach. Koach shmira shnatana kadosh baruch hu leval titpashet od hashchata kazo. This gift that a kadosh baruch hu gives us, this protection that he gives us, so that this destruction doesn't reach us personally. Shegam im yehudi chote, that even lo alinu, if we sin, shchitut kazo lo tiyeh, that we don't have this destruction come upon us. V'al yedei shetiyeh pniyah, pinah tehora, that there should be a little bit, this little corner of tahara, mikol advarim hamafitzim shchitut, that even though everything else is in a state of destruction, there's this reality, there's this safe haven of the teva that we can retreat to, that we can go to escape that tum'ah, and to once again reach a reality of tahara. So what is this reality? What is this teva, this personal teva, that even when I sin, lo alinu, even when I'm in a reality of tum'ah, even when I make mistakes, even when I feel like there's no way out, what's that place I can go to that will get me through that tum'ah and allow me to come out the other side? V'yesh lomar, next paragraph. V'yesh lomar kama drachim al derech ha'avodah b'inyan tevat noach ha'shayach l'chol achad ve'achad. So there are many things that we can link into. There are many tevas, so to speak, that we can take advantage of, that are these safe havens, these realities that we can move into, that we can stay in if we're in this reality of tum'ah. The first one he says is Aleph, Kedi'ita b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar says, Shenoach mirumaz al Shabbos Kodesh. That somehow Noach is hinting to the reality of Shabbos Kodesh. Right? And again, the fact that Nesivos Sholem always comes back to Shabbos is because Kabbalah and Chassidut itself always comes back to Shabbos Kodesh. And Noach clearly has some sort of deep relationship with Shabbat. Well, there's a whole, one of the whole Zmirot of Shabbos is revolving around Noach, which we need to understand. Yona Matzavo Manoach. You know, Yonah from the Tevat Noach is finding Manoach, Milashon Noach, meaning what's happening there. But there's a lot of interesting overlap between Noach and Shabbos Kodesh, and it's coming in its step from the Zohar. Because on this day of Shabbos, there's rest above, there's peace and rest and pleasantness above and pleasantness below. That in the Beis Avram, the Slonimer says in the name of the Rav HaKadosh Milublin, that at the very end, the final pasuk of Parshat Bereshit, even when we see the world going to a state of destruction, it leads us to Parshat Noach. The final chord of Parshat Bereshit is that chord of hope, which says v'noach matzachin b'nei Hashem, that Noach found favor in Hashem's eyes. Shemikodem ketiv et kol avirot hachamurim shayu b'oto ador, that before that it lists all of the terrible avirot in that generation. We had Cain and Hevel, we had Cain killing Hevel. We had Dor Enosh and the terrible avodah zarah. And that paragraph itself, talking about the deep, deep destruction of the falling into Giloy Arayos, of that generation that led into the flood. Ki rabba ra'at adam ba'aretz, that the evil of man was so prevalent, as the pasuk says at the end of Parshat Bereshit. V'tishachet ta'aretz l'tnei Elokim, and the land was destroyed before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'achar kach ketiv, and then again that last pasuk ending off that paragraph. Minoach matzachin b'nei Hashem, that Noach found favor in Hashem's eyes. Shu'alpi divrei HaZohar HaKadosh, Noach is Shabbos, that Noach is a reality of Shabbos. That's what it's talking about. Shal yidei zeh matzachin b'nei Hashem, because Noach was a reality of Shabbos. He found chin, he found favor with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'hainu shal yidei HaShabbos Kodesh, through Shabbos itself, b'kocho shel Yehudi lihichaleitz mikol yinanim elu, through the koach of Shabbos, a person can totally separate from all of these things. Ukma Marzal, as Chazal say, Shekol hashomer shabbat kilcheta. That even if a person just keeps one Shabbos completely, one completely keeps it halachically, ashkafically, really mamish keeps a full Shabbos, such a difficult thing to do, so much effort that goes into that, but to mamish keep one Shabbos. Afilu avar avodah zarah kedor enosh mochalin lo. That even if that person did avodah zarah, like in the generation of Enosh, they get mechila. Shekoach haShabbos kodesh magen al Yehudi af b'matzavim agrim biyoter. That the koach of Shabbos protects a Jew, even in the worst situations. Right, the famous line that as much as the Jews have to keep Shabbos, Shabbos keeps the Jews. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Shabbos, and Shabbos is there to protect us. Shabbos takes care of us. Shabbos is that teva. Shabbos is that ark that we can go into when the whole world seems tame. The whole world seems to be falling apart. That island, that space that we can come into, that island of Kedusha, that reality of Kedusha, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh bechinat tevat Noach. Hamagina mimei ha-mabul. Shabbos is like in Noach, that protects us from the mabul, protects us from the flood. Top of the next column. Okidita Shabbos Kodesh nafshot Yisrael b'tzel knafecha yechasayim. That on Shabbos Kodesh the Zemar goes, the souls of Klal Yisrael are able to stay in the shade, in your protection of your shade. Shabbos Kodesh hu tevat Noach. That Shabbos itself is like the teva of Noach, is the ark of Noach. Asher b'tzel k'nafecha yechsayon, that we go there, that's the shade, we're being protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we go into Shabbos. Or b'kocha nitzol Yehudi mikol ha-matzavim. Through Shabbos Kodesh we can be saved from any situation. Af me'elu shem b'chinat Dor HaMabul, even from the reality and the terrible destruction of the Dor HaMabul. V'abayor bazeh, ki Shabbos Kodesh hi makor ha-dveikut ben Yisrael HaShem Yibrach. Because the essence of Shabbos is, it's a reality of dveikus, of connectivity, of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bifkinat dirava tachtonim, this reality of this place in the lower realms where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and rests with us in the lower realms. Shiritzonoi barach shitzielo dirava tachtonim, that all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is a place to dwell in this world amongst us, for us to clear away the tuma, clear away the space, clear away the ego, clear away to create a makom of kiddusha down here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can dwell with us down here. A small Pina Tahara, a small corner of Tahara, a corner of purity. Bayuchal Yudilit Romema Filu Avada Vorzorakador Enosh, that even no matter what sins we did, no matter how bad our week was, no matter how far we fell, there's that corner of Tahara, there's that pure corner that we can come to, close off. That's a reality of Kedusha, that Shabbos Kodesh. Afilu imhu kedor hamabul, even if a person falls like the generation of the flood, or kedor enosh, like the generation of Enosh and their avodah zara, we have that reality of Shabbos, v'zekoach ha-Shabbos Kodesh. It's a place that we can come to. It's an amazing thing, and we see it with our own two eyes. I think it's my wife who actually talks about this a lot, that it's an amazing thing that you have, that, you know, anybody ever been on a birthright trip before? Done birthright? It's an amazing thing that on birthright, it doesn't matter how secular the birthright trip. Part of that reality is that you do all your traveling, whatever you do, it's like, but find a from family to go to for Shabbos. Anybody familiar with that phenomenon? When we were here in Gross, we had it was a thing. A few times a year, it would be like, oh, birthright's coming, so we're going to have these like unaffiliated Jews who are coming to have a meal by a frum family for Shabbos. Like, why? What's the value? Meaning it's interesting that there's this understanding of like, no, like, to go someplace to have Shabbos, to come into reality of Shabbos. You know, again, not from relatives coming in Dafka, coming for Shabbos. What's the idea there? And you see it. And you should all be zocheh to have, or if you're on campus, if you were on a campus that was zocheh to have Heart to Heart from my campus days. It's an amazing, amazing program that I'm sure is still going on. Hart Levine is certainly still plowing forward. He's an amazing individual, and the work that he's doing in every front is tremendous. Right? So you know, this concept of like just having people who don't know what Shabbos is, and they come. And how is it possible that somebody who has no connection to from Judaism, no connection to Torah, Judaism, no connection to Tahara, no connection to Kedusha, they should walk in? Who walks in on a Saturday midday and sits down and says all kinds of Hebrew blessings and hangs out and has a meal and is eating a heavy meat meal in the middle of a Saturday and just sitting at a table for 2 or 3 hours talking about Judaism and Torah and stuff? Who does that? How can they even link into that? Because even a Jew who's so far away, Shabbos is a teva. And for all of us, in the right time, meaning now may not be the right time to have guests, but when the opportunity once again presents itself that we can safely have guests, or you're in an area that can safely have guests, to have non-religious Jews, you're giving them Tevas Noach. You're literally giving them Tevas Noach. But that's externalizing. For me, when I have a tough week, when I have a bad week, this past week, this Shabbos, I came in and we felt, Baruch Hashem, we lit 30 seconds before Shkia. Baruch Hashem, we lit 30 seconds before Shkia. You know, it's just like every week is just tougher and tougher than the last. And we come into Shabbos, and I went in, and for me personally, so again, in this we have to make Laron Cheshbonos. So oddly, on Shabbos, I think I mentioned this to this chaver before, that on Shabbos I don't daven in the shul, ironically. And during the weekday I do, on Shabbos I don't. During the weekday it's the same 15 guys spaced out. Shabbos, then everybody suddenly piles in to this particular shul that's next to me. Everybody piles in, it's people I have not seen all week, I don't have exposure to them normally, I don't want exposure to them now, there's definitely not 2 meters between people. Most people are wearing a mask, because the shul is very mocked on masks for whatever reason. And even on the outside area, everybody's very packed in. So I stand on the chanaya. I stand in the chanaya in English. I think I couldn't, when I told this story last time, I think I also couldn't find the word chanaya. Parking lot. I stand in the parking lot, which overlooks the shul, so I'm able to still, you know, participate and be a part of it and answer. But you know, what was the point there for Shabbos? You know, even for us, yeah, so you have a week. So I daven Kabbalah Shabbos by myself first, because Kabbalah Shabbos doesn't require a minion. And I like to get into it. I sat down in the room that I daven in the house, right after candlelighting, and I like fell into the chair. And I had that moment of, I looked at the sitter, and I looked at my bed, and I was like, which of the two of these is more legitimate at this particular moment in time? And it was the first, I love Kabbalah Shabbos. I was like, there's no way. There's just no way. The bed's calling, and the bed is right. And I looked back at the sitter, and I was like, no. Ezu avoda shavalev havi omer zo tfila. This is the avoda of tfila. Even if you don't want to do it. Davke, it's an avoda. It's not just because I want to feel good and I want to daven Kabbalah Shabbos. It's an avoda. And I sat down, and in this room, I started to sing the Kabbalah Shabbos. And I felt... I didn't... You all know, I don't prepare this piece before I teach it. I didn't prepare this for the piece. I felt myself going to that teva. I started with a shvach yidid nefesh, the first paragraph, yidid nefesh. I'm sitting there going like, yeah, fake it till you make it, right? And then suddenly, by the second time, I was like, okay, maybe not faking it till you make it. Third paragraph, fourth paragraph, suddenly I'm singing the whole Kabbalah Shabbos. You walk into Shabbos, it doesn't matter how rough the week was. It doesn't matter what went on. It doesn't matter what you did right and what you did wrong. Shabbos, for us, forget about externalizing, but also, meaning it's, yes, invite people to your table for Shabbos when it's the right time. But for us also, it's the choice. Do you open up the door and walk into Tevas Noach or not? Do you mekabel Shabbos or not? That's the whole avoda of Shabbos. Shabbos comes whether you like it or not. Shabbos comes. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it as a gift. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings Shabbos. The question, the avoda of Shabbos is, am I opening myself to mekabel Shabbat? And I had that moment, not of saying Kabbalah Shabbos, I do that every week. I had that moment of feeling for the first time. I just couldn't do it and saying, no. Hare ani mekabel Shabbos Kodesh, be'al karchi. Against my will, I fight myself, I deny myself. I'm be'al karchi, I'm going to be mekabel Shabbos Kodesh. And you felt the whole thing change. The whole thing change. And then I didn't walk. And then the second it hit time, it hit when they daven Marv, they do it at exactly a certain time. I ran out and daven Marv. Came back in and had Suda Shabbos. It's a teva. It's a teva. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world, what's going on in my life, what's going on in my own internal world. Shabbos is a teva. It's a teva that invites all of us. Tov, let's take it a little farther. Oh, we're still on Aleph. We're still going to talk about Shabbos. Let's keep it going. I don't even know where Bet is. Tov, let's see where he goes. Aleph, still on Shabbos Kodesh. Next paragraph. Umaran beveitz Avram zegodegen alinu. The Slan number says, Mivair od bizeh inyan, ki inyan Shabbos Kodesh, hu yisora emunan. Part of this is because Shabbos Kodesh itself, it's the foundation of emuna. Asher ha-emuna kolelet kol ha-taryag mitzvot. That emuna contains within it all of the 613 mitzvot. That's the all-encompassing mitzvah. All mitzvot are encompassed by emunat Hashem. K'mamar chazal, as chazal say, Masechet Makot, Bach avakuk ve'midan alachat, V'tzadik b'murto yachid. It's a fascinating Gemara and discussion and contemplation, Masechet Makot. It talks about how many principles can you whittle down Judaism to? And it goes through number, lower numbers, lower numbers, lower numbers. How much can you really get to the core of Judaism? Ba'chavakuk. Chavakuk comes along. Then Midan al-Achad says, no, I can whittle it down to one basic principle that is Judaism. V'tzadik b'emunato yichyeh. That a tzaddik lives by emuna. That's it. That's the all-encompassing principle of Judaism, says Chavakuk in the Masechet Makot. Ayin sham to understand what that means. I mean, beyond what he's going to say in the Sefer Shalom. Fascinating Gemara. V'kevan sha Shabbos Kodesh yisod emuna. And since Shabbos Kodesh itself is the foundation of emuna. Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We testify. Friday night we stand up and say Kiddush. We dafka stand because we're giving testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Faithfulness that we're remaining connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a faithful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all generations. Shabbos Kodesh, I stop and reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and remain in that relationship with Him. Hare kol kama shemuna mushreshet yoter etzel yudi. The more that emuna is rooted in a Jew, who magia lamadrigag vohot yoter b'Shabbos Kodesh. The more that emuna is rooted in a Jew, the higher levels of Shabbos Kodesh that person can receive and connect to, can link into. And there the Slonimer lists the levels you can achieve in Shabbos Kodesh, level upon level upon level. That there's the simpler level of Shmira Shabbos. Welcome Sheva and Gabriella. And Shana, welcome to the Tiferet crew. Late but here, that's what matters. It matters is the here. That's right. We're talking about what is Tevat Noach, that all of us in our lives, no matter how far we go down, no matter how bad things get, we all can link into Shabbos Kodesh, and that means, sorry, we can all link into a Teva. That there are so many Tevas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Tevas, that we can go to when we feel like we're lost, when we feel like we're stuck in Tuma, when we feel like the world is falling apart. We can go to a Teva to get through that storm, to get through that Tuma, to get through that Mabul. What are those Tevas? So the first Teva that he suggests is Shabbos Kodesh, and that's what we're talking about. That Shabbos is one of those tevas that we can go to for Shabbos. I can't, for my Tiferet alum. I got a recap for them. I need a recap for them, for my Tiferet alum. Don't worry, also for my Queens and even the Harova alum here, also. It's not seminary specific. I got your backs. I don't even teach at Harova. Tov. So, sheyesh mirat Shabbat kipshuto, that there's the simple keeping of Shabbos Kodesh. Masha nizhar mi isur malachot. That which we keep away from doing malacha. That we do the don'ts. That we don't do the don'ts, I guess. That we make sure to not do the don'ts. V'yesh ha-shomer Shabbat gam b'diburo. There's a more elevated level. Not just that I don't do isuri malacha. Not just that I don't violate Shabbos. But I'm elevating my speech. I'm only speaking about, which is halakha l'masa, you have to do. That I'm not speaking anything else at all, so I'm only speaking divrei Torah. I'm only speaking Zmiros. I'm only talking divrei Kedusha. K'mamar Chazal, as Chazal say, Shloihi diburcha shel Shabbat ki diburcha shel Chol. That your dibur on Shabbos should be totally different than your dibur of Chol. You're just talking about the Parsha the whole week. You're talking about divrei Kedusha the whole time. Sorry, you're talking about the Parsha all Shabbos. You're talking about divrei Kedusha all Shabbos. You're singing Zmiros all Shabbos. Halavai every other day of the week. But what other day of the week do we just sit around and sing songs together? It's a whole different reality in Dibur. It's a teva. We're sitting in a teva. When you're sitting in an ark and there's a flood around you, you'll start singing songs too, right? You'll start to do that, to start getting into a whole different level, right? But that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a teva. So we eat and we drink and we talk and we connect and we sing because we're in a teva. Think about that for a second. Imagine that. Imagine you're stuck at home, if you can imagine such a thing, right? Imagine that you're in your house, that you can't go out of those four walls, that those four walls are a teva. What would I do? I'd connect with the people who are with me. I'd talk, I'd connect, I'd think about lofty things. I'd think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I see it. I think we talked about this last week. Who knows? There's no sense of time anymore. I think we talked about this last week. Again, that these, and we mentioned it before we started Shir, these Shana Aleph students that I'm learning with, they're in a teva. And I feel for them. They're suffering because they're in a teva. Noach also suffered in the teva. They were suffering because they're in a teva. And a lot needs to be dealt with psychologically and emotionally. And Baruch Hashem, there are people taking care of them in the yeshiva and seminary that I'm teaching it. On the flip side, they're in a teva of kedusha. I mean, these students are like they're pushing Hanukkah break right after Sukkot. Like I can't get, I'm redoing all of my sheets in Gemara because they're learning like it's the end of Chorev Zman by the second week of Chorev Zman because they're stuck in a base medrash. And it shows you the koach of a Beis Medrash, even though there are psychological problems there, and they need to be taken care of, and Lev is taking them on a retreat for 5 days just to get them out. You know, again, these are good places and they're taking care of them. But on the flip side, again, to see the nekuda of Tov and everything, what happens when you get locked into a Beis Medrash? They're becoming learners. They're thirsty. They're thirsty to learn. What happened when they were stuck on their iPhones and Netflix and having nothing to do for 6 months before yeshiva? They're begging to learn. I think I sent this last week. I got WhatsApps from guys. We're starting a day later than we thought. Can you come in and give morning shir? To which I said, what planet did you fall off of in Anat Maishana Aleph Shir? Who asked for extra Gemara morning Seder on the first day of Chorav Svat and Shana Aleph? It's usually, are you sure we can get another day of break? But again, to recognize that, and it's a very deep thing to reflect upon, that this has taught us that if we were to have an endless amount of time to do the things that our Yitzhahara tells us that we think we want to do, eventually we would hit rock bottom and see the meaninglessness of it. And these kids, and it's in their schus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bezrat Hashem, just give them tremendous sachar for this, through the pain that they're going through, they're teaching us that even in a generation where we as educators thought there was no rock bottom to how much phone time or Netflix time these kids could be obsessed with, they're looking at us saying, hold my grape juice, right? I got you. We can tell you exactly where that point is. And now that we've hit there, it's not that, what do we want? We want meaning. We want godliness. We want Torah. That's what we want. In a sea, in a bubble of craziness, we come to Shabbos and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm so done with all of this insanity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm so done with whatever it is in my life that's making me crazy. Whether it's Corona itself, whether it's work, whether I'm in a work environment that's a tummy work environment, whether I'm in social circles where it's problematic, whether I'm in a college that's not a Jewish college like Queens College, whether I'm in a situation, meaning I'm in a situation where I'm surrounded by Tuman, whatever way. I come into Shabbos. Shabbos is a Teva. And think about it, if you really imagine that in a real way, I'm closing the doors and locking myself into Shabbos Kodesh. What would I really spend my time doing? Connecting with people. Connecting with the neshamas of other Jews. Eating and drinking and celebrating together. Singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Joining together in Shirot V'Tishbachot. Davening extra hours. And connecting with the Bari Olam. Connecting. When I turn inward, I connect. That's the Teva of Shabbos Kodesh. It's the Teva that this generation, that this Tkufa has taught us in many different ways. That even though we thought when we had nothing to do, all we'd want to do is nothing. When we thought that if our Yitzhahara was given free rein, we would only want to just let the Yitzhahara run wild. It's not true. When we take away all responsibilities and Yitzhahara runs wild, we tap out because it's meaningless. And we as Jews desperately want meaning. Our neshama wants content. Our neshama wants connectivity. Our neshama wants to connect. Connect to each other and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shabbos is that Teva. That's what we need to explain to ourselves and to each other. So many Jews don't understand what Shabbos is. To explain to ourselves and each other. Shabbos is not a day of don'ts. Shabbos is a day of connection. It's a day of ultimate connection to the extent that there is nothing else to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prohibits it to remind us we weren't supposed to be doing it anyway. There's nothing to do but just connect. That's the Teva of Shabbos Kodesh. And no storm can break through those walls. You can weather any storm in the Teva of Shabbos Kodesh. It's an amazing, amazing thing. So beyond that, just there's keeping the Isra Melachot. On top of that, your whole Dibor changes. When you think about that you're in the Teva, what do you want that Teva to look like? What do you want that Teva to be, that Teva of Shabbos Kodesh? And we come into Shabbos and again, we speak in Divrei Torah. My Rebbe, Rav Amos, you go to his house, Shabbos comes, it's like a light goes off. Literally, figuratively also. But it's like a light switch. It totally changes. And all he does is talk about the Parsha, all Shabbos, and the whole table, and all of his guests, and you're mesmerized. What happens when you start talking about the Parsha? I apologize for saying it like this, but not just to give a vort. Enough with the vorts. We're at a Shabbos table, we're all talking Lashon Hara, let's stop at the Shabbos table, let's give over, let's go over a vort. Enough with the vorts. Talk in Divrei Torah. He comes in and he asks a question on the Parsha, and you start talking about it. What did they do that was so wrong in the time of Noach? What does it mean to go into a teva? What was the experience like on the teva? What, do you think he was up or down? What does it mean? Why a mabul? Why water? What does it mean to mean to be submerged in the reality of water? What might it be like? What might it be like to be in a teva in that reality where the world is submerged in water? What happens when you come out? Why so many korbanos? What's the reality of korbanos and what does it do to reanimate the world? What is the keshet all about? What are the colors of the keshet bringing out for us? What does it mean? When we go forward, the stories of Shem, Cham, and Yefet, and the brachos, and the kolos, and the seven nations of the world, and what was going on in Migdal Bavel, and the beginnings of Avram, Avinu, there's so much in this parsha. How do you fit it into a day? Think about it from that perspective. Don't give a vort. Let's talk about the parsha. Let's talk Torah. Let's get into it together. Let's sing together. Raise our dibor. Not say something kadosh. Elevate our dibor. It's a whole different thing. And there's even elevating Shabbos in the level of our machshava, of our minds. Of what are we thinking about? What on Shabbos, if we're telling these divrei Torah, and we're singing these zmiros, and we're connecting to the depth of the people in our household, our parents, our siblings, our spouses, our children, whoever it is, we're connecting to our roommates. If we're stuck with our roommates, whoever it is that you're at home with right now, whatever home means to you right now that you're at home for Shabbos with, that our whole mindset changes and to elevate our thoughts. And then there's even beyond that, beyond my speech, beyond my thoughts, just the loftiness of Shabbos, the levels upon levels. Or a Shabbat, to tap into the light of Shabbos. And to feel a little bit of the sweetness of the pleasantness of Shabbos. Shekol kama shehamuna bihira, that the more my emuna is lit up, yoter etel yudi, by every Jew, hareu zoche yoter lehasiga madregota ilayot Shabbat Kodesh, the more greater levels, loftier levels of Shabbos Kodesh can achieve, the more I'm linked into emuna, the more of Shabbos I can internalize. V'ish lavin, da'ad Noach morel Shabbos Kodesh, the fact that Noach himself is hinting to Shabbos Kodesh, he's a reality of Shabbos Kodesh. Mirumaz gam bo'omro, vayolid Noach shel Shabanim, et Shem Cham et Yefet. This is hinted to also in the fact that it says that Noach had three sons, Shem Cham and Yefet. Dilach ora, miutar omro shlo Shabanim, meaning, just tell me, Noach had Shem Cham and Yefet, Baruch Hashem, even me who can't do math, and we've been over that also, even I who can't do math can count to three. I made it to three. Shem Cham Yefet, I figured it out. Why is there saying, he had three sons, Shem Cham and Yefet. Just tell me he had Shem Cham and Yefet. What does it add by telling me he has three sons? Ela mirumaz the Shabbos Kodesh. This is hinting to Shabbos itself. Noach had Shabbos Kodesh. Sheishpa aliyah nishama ruach nefesh, that all three levels of our soul go up on Shabbos. Noach had elevation on all three levels. Nefesh, ruach, and nishama. It's emphasizing that he was elevated on all three levels of his being because he was a reality of Shabbos. Ukedita, Shabbos, Noam, and nishamot. The Zemer says that Shabbos is Noam and nishamot. It's the pleasantness of the nishama. Vashvi oneg haruchot. It's also the joy of the ruach. The Eden on the Fashos, it's also the Gan Eden for the Nefesh. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, all three levels of our soul are being elevated on Shabbos Kodesh. Nachein merumaz binyan tachtiim shniim u'shlishim. It's also hinted to the fact that the Teva itself was dafka comprised of three levels. There were three levels in the Ark. Tachtiim, the lower level, shniim, the second level, shishim, the third level. Shayu b'teva, sheim keneged gimel b'chinot Shabbat zoma lazo. These are the keneged, the three aspects of Shabbos Kodesh, each one above the other. That's the reality of the teva of Shabbos Kodesh. The aspect that Shabbos is also an aspect of the teva. If you need a teva, if you feel you need a teva, every week, Baruch Hashem, we have the teva of Shabbos Kodesh. But it's not the only teva that we have. What other teva do we have? Says the Nesivos Shalom in the next paragraph, five lines from the bottom. Od yish lavin, shinyan tevat Noach. What else is a teva that we can always have access to? Shabbos is the most amazing day of the year. It comes around once a week. But what do I do for the other 6 days? What's my teva the other 6 days of the week? Shinyan tevat Noach mirumaz ala Torah HaKadosha. The Torah itself, The Torah is Tevat Noach. The Torah is the Teva for us to get out of the Tumma of the world. The Tumma that we can sometimes fall into in our lives. The Torah itself is that Teva. Shela'achar shenatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu at HaTorah. That after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah, yesh kvar koach shmira liyudin, that has a shmira for a Jew, it can protect a Jew. Kamar Chazal say, Barati Yitzhar Hara, Barati Lo Torah Tavlin. I created the Yitzhar Hara, but I created at the same time a Torah as a way to get you out of the Yitzhar, as a spice to turn around the Yitzhar. I gave you the Torah as a remedy for the Yitzhar. Shatorah hi koach hashmira mehashchitut shel dor hamabul. Torah is protection from the destruction brought about, the type of destruction that's brought about, like in the generation of the flood. Aval esek haTorah tzarich liot, next page. But when we get into Torah, it has to be be'oto ofen shel hachit, in the same way of the sin. What does that mean? Shimasa, beautiful, he says. Shimasa et hachit b'riticha, gama Torah tzricha liot b'hit lahavut v'ritcha dekedusha. That if you mamish, lo aleinu, if you mamish went and you sinned, why? Because even though you knew it was the wrong thing, your Yitzhahara took control of you, and your Taiva took control of you, and you were so, you just lit up. Your blood was boiling to go and do that sin. You know how Tevat Noah can come and save you from that? When you come to the Torah with the same excitement. When you get so riled up for Torah in the same way. Shiklot Beit La'avut, when you get fired up for Torah. V'riticha de Kedusha, and you get fired up, your blood is boiling with Kedusha. That Torah learning, that type of Torah learning, not just opening up a sefer and falling asleep on top of the sefer, though that will save you from chait, but not intentionally, right? But that's not what we're talking about. You open up a sefer and you get into the sefer. You get into what the Torah is talking about, like we talked about. You get it, you start learning the Parsha, and you're like, what I don't understand? What was the reality of this whole new world? What does a brit keshet mean? I need to understand. I'm not going to be able to fall asleep until I understand why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu promising to us with a rainbow? What's the significance of color? What does it mean? What was Dora Mabul? What can I get from just a few? We get to Avraham Avinu at the end of this week's parsha. We get to Avraham Avinu. We get a taste of Avraham to get into what's Avraham, what's Sarah, what are they about? And you get excited and into it. You open up, whatever it may be, you open up the halakha and you get really, how do I apply this to my life? What does it mean to really do this? I open up a Gemara. Like I mentioned last week, I'm learning my Seches Yoma. I'm finishing up my Seches Yoma. That I'm standing next to the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. I'm mamish standing there. I'm excited. I'm like on the edge of my seat. What's he going to do next? Is he going to mix the blood? Is he going to pour it together first? I don't know. I got to find out. I got to turn the page. How did you fall asleep? I don't know if he's going to mix the blood before he sprinkles it. How can you go to sleep before you know the answer to that question? I don't know. I was up all night last night. I woke up at 4:45 because I had to start learning the answer to that question. 5 o'clock Seder this morning. That's actually based on a true story. But I'm saying, like, you get to that point. How could you move forward without knowing? That type of limud Torah, halakha, and hashkafa, pick up in the Sivo Shalom. And mamash, I need the sweetness of Torah. I'm going to learn a piece on my own. I'm going to learn it on my own. I need to know what he says. I need to know his pshat in Dor HaMabul. I need to know his pshat in who Noach was and why Noach was a tzaddik. I need his pshat. Uvetevat Noach hayu tachtim shimu shlishim. And in Tevat Noach, there was the bottom floor, the middle floor, and the top floor. Mirumaz kineged gimel tkufot b'chaye adam. Each one is hinting to the three parts of the life of a human being. Hashanim ha-tzirut. There's the younger stage of a person. Hashanim ha-emsayut, the midlife of a person. Vishnot ha-zkena, and then the elderly years of a person. Shebekol tukufa yesh yitzarim shonim. In each stage of life, you have different yitzaharas. The yitzahara is very, very different when you're young than when you start to enter middle age. Based on a true story. Right? And I don't know yet, but I've heard rumors that when you get old, so the yitzahara also changes there. Torah certainly talks about it a lot. Chazal talk about it a lot. Right? That the nature of the yitzahara changes. It's not that it goes away, but the nature of that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the yitzahara tests you with changes in different phases of your life. He says here, "B'shanim atziirut yish hayitzrim ashayachim l'shanim elu." When you're young, you have yitzers of young people. Bezrat Hashem, we are all familiar with those. "U'b'shanim ha'emsayim," in the middle years, Ha'adam omid b'milchemet b'shtei chazitut. Chazitut ha'ta'avot v'chazitut ha'tardut. When you get to middle age, you're still fighting taiva, but you're also fighting, when you get to the middle of life, all of the distractions of the middle stage of life. When you're in the middle of building yourself up professionally, you're in the middle of building a family, you've got young kids. All the things that are pulling at you. You've got kids that are pulling at you and parents and grandparents that are pulling at you. You've got your work that you have to put in extra hours, so you're still trying to grow in your profession. Everything is pulling you from all directions. You haven't made it yet. You're not retired yet. You don't have people who are younger, so you don't have those distractions. You just have taiva. You move from having this balance, this push and pull of taiva and distraction. And for elderly people, for older people, there's totally different type of yitzer. He doesn't explain. And every single tukfa, in every single time period, the way that we think changes. How do you? What could possibly be so dynamic that it could help me get through all of these different phases of yitzer hara, all the different ways the yitzer hara can come to attack me throughout my lifetime? What could be so dynamic? What's my haven? No matter what stage of life I'm at, the answer is Torah. Torah is infinite. Torah has the answer for me no matter what stage of life I'm in, no matter what I'm going through. Shezoha itzah la'amod b'chol ha'tkufot b'chayim. No matter what stage of life I'm at, I can get through it with Tevat Noach. Hamaginal Yehudi b'tachtim shnim u'sheshim, which protects me at the original first stage of my life, the middle age, and at the end of my life. That I have this place, this corner of Tahara, this corner of purity called Torah, which can protect me from anything that's going on in the world around me, no matter what stage of life I'm at. As the Zohar says, Diknishta chada yitarun b'tshuva miyad ben David ba. Shezein yantivat Noach. I don't know what that means. This is the idea of Tevat Noach. Lahagbil makom l'kedusha, to make a space of kedusha, to enter into a reality of kedusha. La'atzur et hipashtuta tum'ah shelo tuchal kaneisham, that there's a place where tum'ah can't enter. That's Torah. That's when I'm in a reality of Torah. V'zel yidei koach atorah shebarati yitzer hara barati lo torah tavlin. It's an amazing thing. No matter what, it doesn't matter. Shabbos Kodesh is a day. No matter what day, what hour, what minute it is, if I break that Yitzer Hara and I go into the Teva of the Torah, I enter into the Teva of the Torah, the whole other world of the Torah. It's my zone of Kedusha. No matter what's going on in my life, in the world around me, it's a tremendous thing that we always have access to. That if we find that space within us that can get fired up, whatever in Torah gets me excited, whatever in Torah gets me passionate, at whatever stage of life that may be. All of us at our own level. Talk to Shana Aleph me, and he definitely wasn't interested in hanging out with the Kohen Gadol next to the blood on Yom Kippur. That wasn't Shana Aleph me. It wasn't even 5 years ago me. Meaning everybody on their own level, what they've achieved at that particular stage of life. And we should be dynamic. We should always be growing in what excites us in Torah. Because we should be growing in Torah. You find what's exciting you in that moment. And you go, that's your teva. That can save you from anything. That can save you from no matter what tum'ah lo alinu you might have fallen into, gotten yourself into, you're surrounded by. That's your teva through anything in life. Next paragraph. Uvu divrei Shmuel, ito b'shem, ha'tolo Yaakov Yosef. The divrei Shmuel says in the name of the tolo Yaakov Yosef, one of the main talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, shechibur yirei Hashem, gam yachad be'achdut, that another element, something that we should all daven for, it should come soon, Bezrat Hashem, that bringing Yirei Shamayim together, being in a chabura of Yirei Shamayim together, which, you know what, we don't have to only daven for. This is that. This is a chabura of Yirei Shamayim. I'm in it right now. Baruch Hashem, we can still have it even if we can't have people in our houses. Shechibur Yirei Shamayim, that Yirei Shamayim coming together, be'achdus, hu bechinat Tevat Noach. Right now, we didn't even realize it. Right now, we're in Tevat Noach. This right here on this screen, this is Tevat Noach. If you're listening online, you're joining us in Tevat Noach. That can save a Jew no matter what their situation. Meaning you feel it. Right? You feel it if you've ever been in a negative situation. Or you're in a time of life that's challenging. And it may not have even been intentional. You're in a challenging time of life. And somebody says, oh hey, if you want to come over Shabbos afternoon, that's partly Shabbos, but Beseder. Come over Shabbos, come over on Shabbos afternoon. And you go, and suddenly you come into a Shalosh Shudas, and everybody's singing, and everybody's doing Zmiros, and you're like, wow, it's like I'm in a whole other world. I've been there. I'm not saying you've been there. I've been there. When you feel in that space, and suddenly you walk into, somebody's like, this happens on Sukkos. You're sort of, last year I was like, at a certain point, wandering aimlessly on Sukkos. I wasn't sure, I was still getting used to Beit Shemesh. I wasn't sure even where to go to really get geschmack of Sukkos in Beit Shemesh. And somebody said, oh, I'm doing a thing, come by. And it was a few miles away. So I went up, and there were lights everywhere, and food was out, and stuff on the walls, and there were tzaddikim that he's a tzaddik himself, but how he got them to come all at the same time. And it was just, I was like, that this is the answer. I wasn't sure, I was confused, my mind was clouded, and now I'm clear. You come together with Yirei Shamayim, it's Mamish Ateva, from anything. You're in a bad place, you go and you go down. If you were in Shana Aleph last year, and you were sitting in your dorm room, and you were confused, you were having a difficult time, you were having a crisis religiously, you have a crisis existentially, you have a crisis because of the boy who texted you on WhatsApp. Whatever the crisis was at that particular moment, you know who you are, right? You know that's right, whatever that crisis was at that moment. And then you manage to get yourself out of that dorm room, and you just wander into the Beis Medrash. And then everybody's intently, like, sitting with a teacher in the side of the Beis Medrash. You're like, what are they talking about? And suddenly you're enmeshed in that conversation and talking about in Avodas Hashem. And all of it falls away. All of it falls away. Chabur of Yirei Shamayim together. V'yesh l'va'er al derech shemevo'ar b'drashot haran. We can explain this based on that which it says in the Ran. At the Inyan Dora Palagai, he discusses the concept of the Dora Palagai of Bigdal Bavel. When people unite together to do something good, it produces good in the world. And even if they're not even doing anything, just coming together, even if we were learning together, it's just that this chever was coming together just to hang out on Zoom. Automatically, good things come of it. And lo aleinu lehefech bitachei ba'alei tchuna ra'a. If people come together negatively, people come together and are engaging in negative speech, doing negative things, doing averos lo aleinu. Etzem ha'achdut talira. Even if they're not doing anything, if you're just hanging, you're a chevra, lo aleinu is a bunch of bums, and you're not even doing anything wrong, you're just being bums together and not doing anything. It's a reality of ra. Just in the being in that chevra itself. It brings about Ra. And again, Bezrat Shem Lehefech. Uvazem Iva'er in Yan Dora Palaga. That's how we can understand a little bit of Dora Palaga, the generation of the Tower of Bavel. Shira'a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yodei Talamot, Shezoi Tachtut Shabali Tchuna Ra'a, Veha'ilala Tseit Mehem, Hashchatan O Ra'al Kola Bria, Lekach Efitzal Panei Akho Arts, meaning he didn't just go and punish them. By virtue of the fact that he saw that this was a group of raw people coming together. He didn't just punish them. Part of it was to dafka, get them away from each other. Because even if he punished them, the reality of them simply existing together, coming together, even if they didn't do anything, it breeds raw in reality. It breeds raw in reality. So immediately, what's his response? Change their languages, spread them out. Get them as far away from each other as possible. Uvaze yish lavin gam ken inan teva, so to the teva sheba hitkansu yachad kol ha-teorim lemakom echad. That the teva, what was the teva? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a reality where all of the Torah people in the world, it was just Tonach and his family Beseder, but those were all the Torah people there were. He brought them together. He isolated them together in the teva. He brought them to achdus b'yachad in the teva. V'koach ha-agdut yitzil otam, and what saved them? The achdus of that tahara, the achdus of that of Klal Yisrael, that's no Klal Yisrael. The achdus of those tahorim, the achdus of those pure people coming together, that in and of itself was what saved them from the mabul. Shezeu hakoach hamachazik ish yudi. This is what mamish hurts a Jew. V'atorah melamedet lanu. The Torah is teaching us bazeh. Eich kam v'nivne olam chadash mitoch Torah mabul. How do you build a whole new world in the reality of the Mabul, when the world is falling apart, how do you build a new world? B'koach ha'achdut shel tevat Noach, by pure people coming together be'achdus. V'al kein hitgavru ta'yitzer hara, chazaka me'od b'nyan zeh. That's why the Yitzer Hara Mamish fights us on this. Sheyitzer lev ha'adam ra, that our Yitzer is ra and wants to pull us away. U'mitgaber me'od levatel et ha'aduch, that wants to break down our achdus. Ki koach hatzalah hu behitchabrut shel yehudim, because the way of saving the world is when Jews come together. Top of the next column is when Jews come together. Yirei shamayim ba'alei tkuna tova. The Yitzhara wants to stop that. Right now we have it very literally in the world. The Yitzhara is mamish fighting with all of its koach and created a magifa to keep us away from each other. And this, what's happening right here, right now, this is us saying no. I'm taking an hour out of my week, and I'm coming together. A hitchabrut yachad of achtus in tahara. This is my teva. This is me bringing purity to the world. V'ita shahavram avinu paga b'shem ben Noach. It's brought down that Avram Avinu met Shem, the son of Noach. V'shalo he'ach nitzaltem mecharon af ha'gadol hazeh. Avraham met Shem, the son of Noach, and he said to him, how did you make it? How did you make it through the Mabul? How did you get out the other side? I don't know where he's quoting this from. This is amazing. This conversation happened. Ve'yishiv b'schut she'askinu b'chesed. He answers, because we did chesed together. U'me'asheila eich nitzaltem. From the question that Avraham asks Shem, how did you overcome it? Chazinam debazeh shu tzadik tamim adayin lo aya day linatzel. Meaning, Avram knew that Noach was a tzadik. Avram knew that Shem was a tzadik. Why did he ask him the question? Because being a tzadik wasn't enough. What did you do beyond being a tzadik that allowed you to survive the Mabul? That's the premise of the question, notes the Yisivo Shalom. Because he knew he was a tzadik, so that must not have been enough. You as a tzaddik, what did you then need to do to survive the Mabul? Rak b'koach midat ha-chesed, only with the midah of chesed, and ahava, ha-me'orerat ha-chasadim, that brings out chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what saved them. V'zot alinu l'mo, that's what we need to learn from this. She'in kocho, te'in kochenu, ele b'koach achdutam shel Yisrael. Our koach is only from achdus. Upilug hu eitzat yitzer hayitzer hakasheh biyoter, and we see that lualinu, so many people who can't find the strength to get onto Zoom, who can't find the strength to learn together, to be together, to sing together, to learn together, and when they're in isolation, they're mamish isolated, and those people are breaking. It's breaking them. It's our job to help raise up those people, to be there for those people, and to recognize that's the biggest yitzhara that there is. That when Corona closes the door on us, and in previous generations, also known as last year, when I got down and just receded into myself and cut myself off from everybody else, that's the Yitzhara trying to kill me. It's going for the throat. How I stay alive, how I'm able to keep going, how I'm able to be ma'aleh myself in chayim, in life, comes from an achdus in Klal Yisrael. V'zeh ha'koach shel tevat Noach bechol dor vador. This is the teva in every generation. She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tron ya'im riotav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come to fight with his creations. V'yish li'yudi tevat Noach shu shmira avuro mikol ha'matzim shenitza. And every Jew has the teva of Noach to guard us no matter what situation we're in. V'alkein etzel chasidim he'emidu li'yisoli. The Yisod Chashuv. That's how the Chassidim came to this tremendous foundational principle. At Inyana Chabura HaMikusharim Ke'echad. The importance of a Chabura, of coming together. Belev Echad Ki'ish Echad, is one people. She Shmira Liyudi B'Kol Nim, which protects a Jew in all situations. That always protects a Jew. My Rebbe once told me, because... Fun fact, I'm an introvert, right? I don't do people so well. I love learning with people, but after that I sort of need to be by myself. So my Rebbe, because he knows me, understands me, he's always pushing me to be more. So he told me, and this sentence always just stuck with me since the moment he said it, and has pushed me to really try to grow as a person. He said that what the Pasuk means, and what aspect of the Pasuk means, it says, V'chai bahem. What's the normal drash on that? Live through them. Meaning the Torah should bring life and you should dafka live through them and not die from them. All the drash on V'chai bahem. He says, no, there's another aspect of V'chai bahem. V'chai, you want to really live? It needs to be bahem. Real life, Torah tells us, real life is when you're living it with other Jews. That's real life. That's how you really are alive. That's how you really live. Tov mi b'Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving me mussar at the end of this piece as we take a hiatus, a brief hiatus from having this chabura. Bezrat Hashem, again, it will come back. We will continue to have this whenever the yeshiva is off Bli Neder. No matter what day it is, I will send a WhatsApp 2-3 days before. I'll say anybody in, and Bezrat Hashem will have a chabura. Will come back. But we'll keep learning together. We'll still post on the WhatsApp group. We'll still post on Y'i Torah. And we will learn together again. Bezrat Hashem, I need it, so it will come back in those moments. But what he's saying here is that we come into this Parshat Noach, to recognize it's not the Teva of Noach. Noah's teaching us what a Teva is. And especially in the craziness of the world today, but the craziness of the world long before this Tkufa, we have access to Tevas and to take advantage of them. The Teva of Shabbos Kodesh every week, the sanctity and Kedush of Shabbos Kodesh, to get into Shabbos, to elevate ourselves in the Teva of Shabbos, to get into Torah, to get excited about Torah, and to live in the Teva of Torah, and to come together virtually and Bezrat Hashem in person, Bekarov, to come together in Eretz Yisrael. Come to my house for Shabbos. At Bezrat Hashem, we should come together and learn Torah in my house on Shabbos someday soon. Bezrat Hashem, you're all invited when that day comes. Right? To come together and to live in that Teva, to weather the storm of the world, and to come out into the Kedusha and the Tahara on the other side, having lived in Kedusha and Tahara no matter what the world throw at us. Bezrat Hashem, we should all be Zocha, and we should see each other again on Zoom soon, and each other in person even sooner than that. I look forward to learning with you again soon. See you all on WhatsApp, see you all on YU Torah, and see you all on WhatsApp. Be in touch. WhatsApp me, message me, send me voice notes. I look forward to learning with you guys and being in touch with you along the way. Shkoach, everybody.